Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Adam Benjamin had one of the toughest jobs in the military, bomb disposal. He understood the danger, but loved the job. The Ohio native was killed last month in Afghanistan. Karen Schaefer from member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio, has this remembrance.
Sergeant Adam Benjamin was an explosives expert. He graduated from what fellow Marines say is one of the Corps' toughest training programs at Quantico, Virginia. It's there he learned how to dispose of bombs like the improvised explosive devices used in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mark Cusick of Mechanicsville, Maryland, served with Benjamin for 6 months. Cusick says when he left the Corps in 1998, Benjamin reenlisted and was accepted at the Explosive Ordnance Disposal School.
You have to be smart to go through the school at EOD. The initial training you go through, there's a whole lot of tests, and it's not the easiest in the world from what he was explaining and what the other guys tell me.
Benjamin died August 18th while supporting combat operations in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, where he was deployed with the 8th Engineer Support Battalion. Benjamin was 34 and never married. He served in the Marine Corps for 16 years. Mark Russo grew up with Adam Benjamin in the middle-class Cleveland suburb of Garfield Heights. Standing in his kitchen getting dinner started on a hot August afternoon, Russo says even in high school, Benjamin knew what he wanted to do with his life.
All the pictures in the yearbooks are pictures of him sitting with a military recruiter. And, you know, even when we were in high school, I mean, that's his thing. You know, everybody wanted to go to college and he wanted to go to boot camp.
Benjamin joined the Marines after graduating from Garfield Heights High School in 1993, where he was a member of the National Honor Society, played on the soccer team, and sang in the concert choir. He served two tours of duty in Iraq before being deployed to Afghanistan in July. Russo says Benjamin kept in touch through emails and Facebook and always took time to see family and friends when he was home on leave.
You know, if he had 5 days home, he would make it a point to go see, you know, my mom and dad or my friend Sean's mom and dad or my friend Mike's mom and dad. Not only us, he would go see the parents too.
But Russo says his friend would change the subject when asked about life in the military.
You know, when he was a Marine, he was a Marine. When he was home, he was a friend.
Close friends gathered recently on the street by the war memorial in Garfield Heights to watch the motorcade bearing Adam Benjamin's body pass by. Michelle Bolito says the community held a prayer vigil here for Benjamin, with flickering candles lining the sidewalk all the way to his parents' home more than a mile away.
He's always said, if something happens to me, don't be sad. This is what I wanted to do for my whole life. And he knew it. He just knew it. But he always promised he'd come back.
Benjamin is the second man from this small community to die in combat this year. 21-year-old Army Specialist Brad Davis was killed in April by a roadside bombing in Iraq. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.